And let's see, we've got a break coming up soon, but let's take a call from Laura in Los Angeles. Hello, Laura.
Hello, Dr. Sherman. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Sure.
My subject matter is gingivitis, painful gingivitis that I have developed maybe a year ago, and it's cured. I was advised to take the CoQ10,
okay.
100 milligrams a day. I took
great.
60 of them. And the regiment asked also for the Namaste, like, natural toothpaste, after which it also asked for swishing your mouth with coconut oil for a few minutes and then doing
nothing. Like oil pulling, you mean?
Just swishing your, just putting some oil in your mouth and swishing it and then flossing. You know, after you brush. And then at the end, I use the combination of sage and propolis tincture, mouthwash.
Perfect. Okay.
My first thing was that it made the teeth yellow, the mouthwash. So I discontinued it and I replaced it with another mouthwash. But the question here is CoQ10 has different variations. It has a variation of a stronger potency for people after a certain age, which I did not get an advice to do. And I am supposed to continue with that, obviously, because 60 gels lasted me for 2 months. I'm not completely cured. My pain is next to gone. Sometimes it reappears, but, if I am not sticking to the regimen. But the question is, do I continue and it's a matter of time with that regimen, or do I get a higher potency of CoQ10 because I am after 50?
I would probably add a couple of things here. And Laura, if you wouldn't mind holding on, I could give you a more complete answer if we could take a break
I'll address that after that.
I would like to continue with Laura. We were talking about gingivitis. Laura, are you still there?
Yes, I am, doctor.
Okay, great. As far as the CoQ10 goes, Laura, I would recommend probably a higher dose. And in fact, you can even get liquid CoQ10 that you can swish with, do oral switches twice a day. But, excuse me, I would...
What do you mean by higher dosage? More than one pill a day, or the higher potency of CoQ10? It has fast absorb or pH or something else that it's like for different age. When you go to Whole Foods, they recommend after a certain age a different formula of CoQ10.
Sometimes they'll recommend ubiquinol.
The CoQ10 that I presently take says from 1 to 3 pills a day, and I'm only taking one.
I would, depending on how severe the gingivitis is, I would probably recommend, 300 to even 400 milligrams per day, because it makes a really big difference in the progression. So now... Other things that I have found useful is swishing with hydrogen peroxide can help.
What percentage?
Well, even the over the counter hydrogen peroxide, the 3%, you can mix that half and half with water and swish, or you can even put it on your toothbrush and brush with it. I've also had people do a methyl folate mouth rinse.
What is that called?
It's methyl folate. Folate is a B vitamin, and a solution of 0.1.
Excuse me. Methyl is spelled M like Michael, first word.
Yes, M.
Methyl.
M E T H Y L. Hyphen folate, F-O-L-A-T-E. And you want to look for a 0.1% solution. And normally, you know, you'll swish with maybe 5 mils twice a day. And you want to swallow that afterwards to, you know, to get the folate into your system. So those two things I think are...
twice a day, which means I have to dilute it also with water, or do I do it pure?
Just do it pure. Yeah. Yeah, just do it pure. And again, you may reach...
Okay, to swallow?
Yes. That way you'll get all of the folate. It's also, a lot of people ignore the fact that vitamin C is really important too. So you can do like a calcium ascorbate.
Doctor. I have MP condition. I can't do that. It's too hard on my stomach. Uh-uh.
Oh, even the calcium ascorbate is considered buffered. So, okay.
No, I can't. I can't.
Okay.
Can't do that.
Okay, for
none
other
of
folks.
I'm taking homeopathic calcium for osteoporosis, but
okay.
And that even is too hard. It's very hard for me to. I have mesenteric panniculitis. So.
I see.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, those are the primary things that I usually use. Now, I've also had people swish with a combination of myrrh and tea tree oil. And that can also be, it's kind of like the oil pulling that you had talked about with the MCT oil. You can add a few drops of myrrh oil and tea tree oil. And when you're swishing with that, that is also quite healing and disinfecting. So that's something that you can do.
I am sorry, I did not get myrrh. It's spelled M-Y-R-T-H.
I'm sorry, it's myrrh, M-Y-R-R-H. It's a very
oil.
Healing herb to the mucous membranes.
Uh-huh.
And then tea tree oil, that's T-E-A tree.
That I know. Okay, I know how to say it.
Okay.
Tea tree oil. So basically swashing it before flossing, right?
Right. Yeah, or flossing first.
Does this process usually take a long time? Like, I have it on two teeth at the moment. But the problem was, why did I, you know, before going to periodontist, I went to holistic, I went to homeopathic pharmacy here locally. And I just, you know, I have been following Dr. Wright for many, many years. So that's my first reaction, you know, natural healing. But my problem was that it was affecting two teeth, but it was very painful. So, you know, I just said, and I needed to heal something else in the body. And before I did, I know that the mouth has to be, you know, in order before you go anywhere else. So I started with that. But does this process of healing, you know, gingivitis takes a long time? Takes like months and months?
It doesn't
happen overnight?
It doesn't happen overnight, but it shouldn't take months. I would say more like weeks. You know, especially if you're doing these techniques that I mentioned, I think it should be more, you know, the healing should be more quickly than taking months. So now as long as you don't have an underlying abscess somewhere in your tooth or some other issue,
a lot of metal in my mouth.
Okay.
The blockage to everything else. I have amalgam underneath 12 crowns, so that's also a China, you know, big China wall.
Yeah.
For everything else, and my I can't have implants because my osteoporosis is too severe, you know, to do the supplement of implants. I am sure it's not going to, you know, take. So I'm living with that, you know, in a way, on one foot, hopping on one leg. So, and I
understand,
I have hypothyroidism. So, I mean, I have to mediate all this, you know, and see how do I kick in one without affecting the other.
Yeah, it is tricky. I would I assume you're working with a biological or integrative dentist who's able to slowly remove some of those amalgams and get something
No,
a little
I'm
more
not,
safely.
because I have lost one side already, and I'm supposed to come to redo root canals. I mean, there is not really solution except for extracting all of my 12 teeth, you know. There isn't any.
Okay.
So because they have been done a long time, and my bones are extremely dense and frail. I have fractures all over my body. So, you know, it's not an option as far as I know, unless I have to extract by the means of severe pain the tooth. So otherwise, you know, I'm keeping them. It was a big contemplation for a long time, and advice that I took from several oral surgeons and dentists.
Yeah, and you know, just the fact that you've got bone loss, you have osteoporosis. I mean, that's another significant sign of mineral depletion. So that needs to be addressed, you know, systemically. And getting your minerals balanced could ultimately help your teeth and bones and everything. So. All right.
My vitamins don't integrate very well in my body. I can't take much. It affects my stomach. It affects the way.
Oh, it's irritating.
Yeah, it affects, you know, so it's like one thing offsets the other. So it's not really that easy.
Well,
so, but I will continue. But you think that I should continue with another bottle of CoQ10, right? Only increase 3 or 4 times a day the same tablet of 100 milligrams, correct? And then I will add either the peroxide or the others, or shall I do all of the, like, that and then the mesofolite mouthwash?
I would try different things that I've mentioned here. Some may be more powerful at helping with the pain from it. But yeah, I would say CoQ10 is probably the number one thing you should be taking.
But not the CoQ10, but only the Q Absorb, not the one that for the other for older age, right?
That's fine.
The same
yes.
thing.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I will follow, and hopefully, you know, the pain is intermittent. It is not there all the time, and it's not as severe. It's not present all the time, but it's still lingering. So, you know, I still need to repeat. I just, before reordering the vitamin I needed to supplement, I needed to clarify what do I do and how do I do it. Thank you so much for your help, Dr. Sherman.
Okay, Laura, thanks for your call.